Hi, this is Jonah Treboise. Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary. Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's motto of service above self. And today my very special guests are Pearl River Rotarian and Chief Executive Officer of Rockland County's Meals on Wheels, Barbara Kohlhausen, and Carol McGrath, President of the Pearl River Rotary. So, Madam President, Carol McGrath, good morning and welcome to Radio Rotary.
Good morning, Jonah.
And Barbara,
welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. So, tell us, what are or what is Meals on Wheels?
Oh, Meals on Wheels. Well, we're much more than a meal. That's our tagline. We started 37 years ago in Rockland County. We produce over 1,000 meals a day and deliver them. We have 5 senior centers throughout Rockland County, and we have 1 adult daycare program for people with Alzheimer's.
Well, let's not jump over some of those fantastic statistics. You deliver 1,000 meals each and every day, 7 days a week.
Actually, 300. We deliver 500 meals a day because we deliver a hot noontime meal. The seniors can sit down and eat right away, and then a cold meal for dinner.
What? That is fabulous, and that's 7 days a week, every day, Christmas,
New Year's? 5 days a week.
5 days
a week. And on Thursday and Friday, we deliver frozen meals for the weekend.
All right. And who does all the cooking, you and Barbara? You and Carol?
Not really. You're much better off with the staff we have in our commissary.
Okay.
We have 13 staff people in the commissary preparing the meals, and we have a nutritionist on staff.
Okay. And how, Carol McGrath, president of Pearl River Rotary, how did Pearl River Rotary get involved in this?
Well, it was about 2 or 3 years ago under Jim Shepherd was president at the time, and we were approached by our community service chair, Jim Murphy, with regard to Meals on Wheels, who needed a new steam kettle at the time.
Right.
Thus, we began our big community service project for the year. Trying to raise funds. We had our regifting party. We approached some other clubs, which provided additional support since Meals on Wheels services the entire county. And we were able to purchase the steam kettle. We raised $10,000.
Yes,
that's a magnificent sum. That's terrific.
Yeah.
So, Barbara Kohlhausen, Chief Executive Officer of Rockland County's Meals on Wheels. How did Meals on Wheels get started? Not just in Rockland County, but in general. I mean, many counties have this, and it's been a
counties,
while, around a while.
Yes.
How did it get started?
Meals on Wheels has been around. Meals on Wheels, actually, the original model came out of England, the way hospice did and several others were delivering meals to the elderly or the homebound, because it's a misnomer. We do not just deliver to elderly. We deliver to anyone who's homebound in their home. So.
Okay.
But in Rockland County, Meals on Wheels was started 37 years ago by the United Council of Jewish Women.
Right.
And Shelley Berger, our former executive officer, took care of Meals on Wheels out of her basement. That's how they started.
And now you have a professional kitchen?
We have a professional commissary, and as I say, 500 meals a day go out, and we have an army of volunteers that we could not do it without them. We just couldn't do it.
Does everyone get the same thing? Is it one menu, or do we adjust it for...
No, it's not one menu. The menu goes out on a monthly basis to everybody who receives a meal. We have all types of menus. We have special menus for people who are on renal diets.
Explain what that is.
Renal, that's if you're going on dialysis every week. You have to be on a special diet.
Low salt, things like that?
Right. Yeah. And, of course, we have the low salt, low sodium, you know, for the heart, smart diets. We have diabetic. We can provide kosher-style meals. We really try and provide whatever is necessary. We have a social worker go out to the person's home, and they do an assessment. They get all the list of medications, the doctors, all of that information. And so people just don't call up and a meal is delivered.
Right.
It's you know, we really look into the person and what they need.
Well, it sounds like you must have an army of people with cars driving these things around.
Well, we have 18 vehicles, but we also have 400 dedicated volunteers that we could not do the job without.
Let's not skip over that. 400.
400.
And 399 are Rotarians? No, I'm only kidding.
A lot of Rotarians. About all the Rotaries in Rockland County deliver roots for us every week, and it's marvelous. It's such a help.
And our president of the Pearl River Rotary, Carol McGrath, have you delivered some of these meals, or have you been helping out?
Yes, I've been with some people who are weekly drivers.
Yeah.
And it can be, and it's actually much more than delivering the meal. It's spending time with people who are homebound.
Right.
And having that company that they
and
would not
chatting
have.
With them, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Yeah. Now, I can imagine some people are more talkative than others, and the rest of the meals get cold while they're trying to, you know, explain to you what they did during World War II and reminisce about the good old days of the 1930s and 20s. No.
No.
No. Okay. This is Radio Rotary. I'm Jonah Treboisa. My co-host, the lovely Sarah O'Connell, is away, but I'm privileged to have with me as my special guests Pearl River Rotarian and Chief Executive Officer of Rockland County's Meals on Wheels, Barbara Kohlhausen, and the President of the Pearl River Rotary, Carol McGrath. Now, if people want more information, and folks at home, get a pencil and paper because we will repeat this in the second half of the show. If people want more information or maybe you'd like to apply to get Meals on Wheels or maybe volunteer, be a volunteer driver or have that special recipe they want to make up for 500 people, how do they get a hold of Meals on Wheels in Rockland County?
Well, they just call us at 845-624-6325.
Give us that again.
845-623-6425. And please, we need volunteers desperately. We want to help folks who are homebound, and for those seniors who would like to get out and come to a senior center, we provide the transportation both ways. We pick you up at your home and we bring you home to your home. And if anyone has a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia and needs some respite and wants to help that person come out of the house, we also provide transportation to our adult daycare program.
This is absolutely fabulous. It's an amazing program. Is it a website also that you have that explains things?
Yes,
why don't you give us that?
Certainly. Meals on Wheels, rockland.org.
One more time.
Meals on Wheels. Rockland.org.
Okay, and that's all one word.
One
Meals
word,
on Wheels.
Yes.
All right, and folks, again, get a pencil and paper. We will repeat that at least once, maybe twice during the second half of the show. So tell us, Barbara Kohlhausen, and also our Pearl River Rotarian President, Carol McGrath, you've got people who are going to apply by calling or getting onto the website. Are there income levels that are required here? It's just anybody who's a certain age or a shut-in can get these meals?
Well, we really don't means test. We will get a meal to anyone who needs the meal. And we do get phone calls that somebody's, you know, from a family member who lives in Chicago, and they have a family member in Rockland County who needs food, who needs a meal, and food will immediately go out to that person.
Right.
So we ask for if a contribution can be made, we certainly appreciate that. But, you know, same thing with our senior centers. There is no charge for admission. We ask if they can make a contribution towards the transportation or towards the meal, and we usually get about 75 cents, maybe a dollar.
How about that? And if somebody just needs it temporarily, let's say you've got somebody who's just coming out of surgery, they had a hip replacement, and they're very active, they can get around for themselves, they cook for themselves, but just for those couple of weeks, you know, they could use some help with a hot meal. Is that something that you folks do?
Absolutely. We do that. We do that for people in rehab, you know, who just are going in, who will be in rehab for 3 or 4 weeks and just need it for a short amount of time. We'll make any arrangement. We try and work with the individual and whatever their needs are.
Right. We're also joined, of course, by Carol McGrath, president of the Pearl River Rotary. And, Carol, where does the Pearl River Rotary meet?
We meet every Thursday, 12:15, at the Greenhouse Cafe on Middletown Road in Pearl River.
And now, if Sarah was here, she'd ask you, how's the food?
Food is fabulous.
Okay. Absolutely.
And if you're interested in enjoying the fun and the fellowship of Rotary, doing some of the great service projects like you're hearing about here today, and you can't make it down to the Pearl River Rotary, when again?
Thursdays, 12:15, Greenhouse Cafe.
You can go to rotary.org, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org, click on the club locator button, and type in your hometown, and you'll find out where your local Rotary Club meets. Join us for whatever the meal is, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Join the fellowship, join the fun, and join the service. This is Radio Rotary. My name's Jonah Treboisa, and my guests are Barbara Kohlhausen, Chief Executive Officer of Rockland County's Meals on Wheels, and Carol McGrath, President of the Pearl River Rotary. And give us a sample of what a week's menus might be. What kind of things are we talking about, either the cold or the hot meal? Because, you know, you're getting me hungry, and I may ask you to deliver.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, everything is regulated as far as our meals. They're all very, very healthy. Our soup is wonderful. Soup is 3 days a week because the seniors love it so much. We have fish, certainly. We have meats. We have we try and get in as many fresh vegetables as we can. That's a little difficult in the winter, but we certainly work on it. But we have chili. We have spaghetti. We have tilapia. We have salmon. We have roasted chicken, stuffed peppers.
I'll have one of each.
Good. It's pretty good. It really
is. I want you to know that our engineer, Jay Verzi, and I are ready to have lunch
right now.
Smiling
there.
Okay. Well, we'll find out more about that. But first, let me remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary and Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast and on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org, including in Hong Kong, where Stephen Chai of the Rotary Club of Kings Park, Hong Kong, is one of our regular listeners. My name is Jonah Trebois, and my co-host Sarah O'Connell is on vacation. And my special guests today are Pearl River Rotarian and Chief Executive Officer of Rockland County's Meals on Wheels, Barbara Kohlhausen, and Carol McGrath, President of the Pearl River Rotary. And Radio Rotary is brought to you today by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Brewster, Cairo, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise. And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans, or sweaters, or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA-PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at hudsonvalleytalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Trebois, and you're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. My co-host, lovely Sarah O'Connell, is away, but I am delighted to be joined, by two very special guests, Pearl River Rotarian and Chief Executive Officer of Rockland County's Meals on Wheels, Barbara Kohlhausen, and the President of the Pearl River Rotary, Carol McGrath. And we're talking about Meals on Wheels. And in the first half of the show, Barbara, you told us that you deliver 500 meals a day that are hot, and another 500 meals that are
cold,
you know, for dinner. So the folks are on their own for breakfast? Is that what it is?
Yes, they are
okay.
On their own for breakfast. Yes.
All right. And you've got a fleet of how many trucks delivering these hot meals?
Well, we have 18 trucks that on the road. We have several large trucks that do the drops at the different sites. We have 45 routes in Rockland County.
Right.
That means a driver is showing up at each route and picking up those coolers, chests, and putting them in their car.
And these people are volunteers?
They're volunteers, and many of them are Rotarians, and that's wonderful.
That's just terrific. And Madam President, Carol McGrath of the Pearl River Rotary, how do you involve not only your fellow Rotarians, but, for example, Rotary youth like our Interact Club in this kind of project?
Our club sponsors a Rotaract club located at Dominican College in Orangeburg.
Right.
what we have been doing with them, not with through Meals on Wheels, they have already established several midnight runs where they will go travel into the Bronx and Manhattan with two vans delivering hot soup, coffee, and bagged lunch with a toothbrush, maybe some shaving needs, and clothing that's been donated. So our club has been very supportive of their piece. We've actually, even a few of our Rotarians will travel with them into the city to deliver.
Oh, that's just terrific.
It is. It's fabulous. And the first time I went was last November.
Right.
I was very, very impressed with the way they interacted with the residents here in the room.
You know, our listeners like to learn a little bit about our guests. So you're both Rotarians, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did you get involved in Rotary, Barbara?
Okay. Rotary, initially I was involved in Rotary about 15 years ago when I ran an insurance company in Nyack, New York, and because of personal reasons with taking care of parents, I had to leave the Rotary. I needed more time. But then I was invited to the Pearl River Rotary. They were making this incredible donation of $10,000 to us to purchase a steamer for our commissary, which
for the Meals on Wheels.
Absolutely needed. It was, you know, it's such an important piece of equipment for us. And I went to this Rotary, and of course, I got this incredible check for $10,000. But I was so impressed with the Pearl River Rotary that when I left that day, I told them, I says, I'm joining. This is something I want to be a part of. And I've been there for 3 years now, and I love it. It's a great Rotary. They do so much. The people are outstanding.
The only thing you have to concern yourself with is the 3-year rule. Once you're Rotarian for 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and if you miss a meeting, they make you president.
No.
That's what happened to me at Red Hook.
Is that right?
And Carol McGrath, president of Pearl River Rotary. How'd you get involved in Rotary?
Okay. I owned a preschool in the community, and one of my parents was involved in the Pearl River Rotary. We became friends through various community activities that he had seen me participating in, and invited me to a few of the lunch meetings. And before I knew it, he had proposed me for membership, and I went through the process, and here I am. And that was back in 2004.
All right.
As Barbara said, it is a fabulous club. It's a diverse group. Everybody steps to the plate whenever there's a need. And, in fact, you know, I would look forward to the Thursday lunch meetings and all of the projects we've been.
And remind our listeners and invite all 50,000 of our listeners in the Hudson Valley around the world to come to your lunch. It's where now?
It's at the Greenhouse Cafe on Middletown Road in Pearl River. We meet 12:15 every Thursday.
Okay, and for those of you who aren't in the Pearl River area, don't forget to go to Rotary.org, go to the club locator button, and type in your hometown. Now, speaking of the fact that our Hudson Valley Talk Radio signal reaches the entire Hudson Valley from Albion North to down to the Tappan Zee Bridge, if the wind is right, Jay? Jay's shaking his head. And well, there are a lot of counties out there besides Rockland County who are listening to us. So Barbara Kohlhausen, CEO of Rockland County's Meals on Wheels, are there similar programs, Meals on Wheels, in other counties? And how would people find out about that?
Oh, there are similar counties.
The same.
And other counties. But to be perfectly honest, many of the Meals on Wheels programs are small programs that run out of churches, run out of schools by just a few individuals.
Right.
But I know Syracuse, there's a huge Meals on Wheels up there. I know in Dallas and some major cities. But different models. They'll have different locations providing different services. It doesn't quite work the way ours does. I don't know all of the Meals on Wheels. There isn't one organization that regulates us. There is Meals on Wheels of America, and they're located in Virginia. And if you contact them, they can certainly give you information and point you in the right direction to how to put together a Meals on Wheels program.
Right. So folks at home, go to Google and put in Meals on Wheels in your local county. I'm sure something will pop up. And if not, if you're in Rockland County, you want further information about the Rockland County program, they can reach you again. How, Barbara?
You can call me at 845-624-6325. Be glad to answer your questions. Be glad to have you visit us and see how we operate.
And your website?
MealsOnWheelsRockland.org.
Okay, MealsOnWheelsRockland.org. So, Tell us a little bit about the big operation in the kitchen. You must like have truckloads of vegetables and pasta.
It's a huge operation. It opens at 5 o'clock in the morning. They start cooking, and these people are dedicated. They come in even when it snows. It really does. They let us know if the roads are safe for the rest of us to come in. But we get food. We have a vendor who is wonderful to us, and we get food from Albany. Some of their vegetable and fruits and some canned goods come down once a month. The truck comes, and you know, all the not-for-profits that have anything to do for food, we all go to the truck and we try and fill up our vans and take as much
food that's donated or government surplus.
Yeah, government surplus.
That's
actually
terrific.
So
yeah.
And it's put to very good use, but we do have to purchase our food from a food vendor, and you know, it's expensive. It's you know, we're And given the economic times, it's a stretch sometimes. It really is.
You spoke about the economic times. Have you seen, either Carol or Barbara, an increase in demand for this services because more people are not able to make that Social Security check stretch month to month?
We see, we have seen that, of course. We've seen seniors who never thought they would be in this kind of situation where they would have to depend on somebody else to give them food.
Right.
And they're embarrassed by it. And I just encourage them not to be embarrassed, you know, to just give us a call and let us help them out for now.
Getting back for a moment to Carol McGrath, president of the Pearl River Rotary Club. What are some of the service projects and other events that Pearl River has been participating in the recent past or coming up in the next month or so?
Well, this past fall, we ran a Coats for Kids project.
Tell us about that. What's that all about?
Our community.
Okay.
Well, it started with my community service chair, Barbara, who came up with this idea.
This very same lady.
This Barbara, very early on in my presidency, back in at the end of July, because we wanted to apply for some grant money through the district.
Mm-hmm.
So Barbara came up with, we did a little research, and of course, with the economy, we found that there was a great need, more of a need than in the past for Coats. In fact, the Suffering Rotary Club had been doing a Coats for Kids project for many years, and they discovered theirs had increased tremendously.
And this is where people bring coats that their own children have outgrown? And
no, absolutely not.
No,
this was a huge factor. The huge piece was, I've worked with young children. I'm certified nursery through sixth grade. And to give a child a hand-me-down coat to wear to school is, it's just not.
Okay.
So our goal was to purchase coats and coats that were nice coats that a child wouldn't wear to school and have the same coat as the 10 other children who needed a coat or from us. So, and we wanted to keep it very local. In each of the clubs, we had a few other clubs jump on board with the grant proposal, and they conducted their own Coats for Kids project by doing the needs assessment within their own community. As we did, we contacted school nurses and also some of the preschools and churches in the area. And the way we worked it is they came back to us with sizes and gender, and we shopped for the coats. And then we brought them to the nurses who would distribute them, so there really wasn't any stigma. And it was lovely program. Everything went so smoothly.
Well, from Coats to Kids to Meals on Wheels for the shut-ins and elderlies, Rockland Rotary, it's really, the Pearl River Rotary in Rockland is really on the ball and doing a tremendous job, and you should be congratulated, Carol, on the great service above self that your team members are putting forward.
Thank you.
And Barbara, in the last minute we have left, give us the contact number and the website again for people who either want to be volunteer drivers. Do you have volunteer cooks?
No, we do have people who help out in the commissary.
Right. How about volunteer taste testers? Jay and I are ready to volunteer.
Well, come on
for that.
Over, guys.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Or people who might be in need. Let us have those phone number and the website again.
845-624-6325 and mealsonwheelsrockland.org.
Pearl River Rotarians Barbara Kohlhausen and Carol McGrath, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary.
Thank you, Jonah.
Thank you.
And here's who we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week. Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, the Rotary Clubs of Middletown, Millbrook, Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, my home club of Red Hook. Hi, guys. Rhinebeck and Southern Ulster. This is Jonah Treboisa thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary exclusively on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. Do you want to make a difference in the world?
Now you can, by participating in Rotary International's Peace Fellowship Program.
If you live or work in the Hudson Valley, you too can be part of the next generation of peace leaders.
You can earn a master's degree or a professional certificate in peace and conflict studies at one of seven Rotary Peace Centers in the United States or around the world.
To learn more about this program, call Bill Bassett before April 1st at 845-361-4732. That's 361-4732.